Blog Talk Radio. your garden, come into your garden. So come into your garden.
Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more than we talk about it. Hello. Hope you had a great week. I'm Carmen, your host for tonight. Today is April 13, 2024, Saturday. I hope you had a great week, everybody. I had a regular week, like a normal week, which I praise God. No bad news, everything good. I had a new visitor. I found a little cat in my neighborhood that I've been feeding, and I named it the Lion of Judah. Judah, meaning praise. Well, Judah bought another cat. This one was really black. Judah is all white with the beige spots, And this little cat that he invited is all black. I felt like calling it midnight. And then the Lord told, started showing me certain things about believers and what how I had named my cat. Well, they're not my cat. They're my neighborhood cats. And what God wants us to understand is that, you know, life has things that it throws at us. And there are midnight hours for us at times where people go through rough times. And God was showing me that that even through those tough times, we tend to be discontent. Do you remember, do you notice when we had the pandemic, everybody seemed to be discontented, dissatisfied, no joy. They even drove crazy. They're still driving crazy. Anywhere you, anyone you called at any state, they were saying the same thing. It almost like it manifested something in people, and they didn't realize that it was the enemy stealing their joy. I've been talking about this in the past weeks, and it's easier to focus on the negative than on what's before us. The flesh likes negative things. We have to stop being Debbie Downers. So I thought, you know, well, okay, Lord, what do you want me to bring with all of this? And I started to see certain things in my daily life where God was showing me the same thing about discontent, how people are. I've been dealing with a family that I've been taking care of, and it seems like there's a lack of joy. Yes, there is sickness, and but the joy comes and goes depending on what's happening. And well, I started to see that everybody wants things here and now. Everything quick. When things don't happen, they become discontent. I see young people today, they want to have the things that their parents have had that's taken them a lifetime to gain, and they want it quick. They're discontented with what they have. I see people that are sick that want doctors to fix a lifetime of them neglecting their health, and they're discontent, and they want help now. I see older people that have had a good life, and now because of their loved one, their condition, they're not doing well. They're discontent. They worry, and they want things the way that they were. But they turn their backs on God, and they ignore God because of what others have done to them, taking on other people's offenses at times. I see young men. I saw this young man that this is the grandson of the people that I take care of, and this young man is sick. He's got issues with his health, and at times I notice that he has like his joy goes away. They're not believers, and so it's understandable. So they live with this discontentment. They can get kind of, I know of this other young man that is taking care of his mother. He's bitter. He's angry. He's upset all the time. He's very discontent. And he never seems to be happy. He's always angry. It seems like more and more as things are getting worse for him, every time he looks, there's something else for him to be discontented about. And he loves it when others are going through things. It's almost like they get a thrill out of it. I see sick young people discontent because they can't do what others do. They're angry, they're sad, they're upset. I see divorced people discontent because they don't have the relationship, the things that they had before, the life, the relationship that they had before, the lifestyle that they used to have, the money, the homes they used to have, the health that they used to have. Yet I've seen others in the same position as these people and that I mentioned before, and they are not discontent. They're happy. They're very much content. They've learned to be content with the things that they have, with the situation that they're in. And you know what? We have to be careful because the devil, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to take our joy. And that's part of the warfare that we're in. We are in this warfare whether we like it or not. But how do you get there? How do you get to be like these people that are content? You want to be content, I'm sure. Well, first of all, when people are like that, or if you find yourself that way, the first thing you need to ask, am I seeking God? The Word of God says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness. So as we're seeking God and his righteousness, there's something about that as we draw closer to him, we're like eagles that go up higher and higher. The eagles flap their wings and they go higher, up to higher levels where they have a different perspective of where they were. The things that were once where they were are so small in comparison to where they're at. And that's how we are. We should be. As we flap our wings of worship, like the Lion of Judah that I named, worship and praise, we praise God, we go up higher. And when we go up higher, our problems don't seem as bad as they were when we were in them, when we were down here thinking, oh, what are we going to do? But when you're up seeking God's righteousness, your perspective is going to be different. We have to be thankful. We have to praise him. Praise him. Raise our hands like an eagle flapping its wings, going up higher. I was watching a bird and it's baby birds in the nest. And this one, these are big, huge birds, of course. This one big bird comes in to attack the baby birds. He almost succeeded and almost was able to grab one of the baby birds, but he didn't. But the baby birds were a bit harmed. The mama bird comes flying in, and the bird flies away. And when she realizes what happened to her baby birds, she lets out a bird sound. This bird sound went into the air, and the other birds heard it. Well, that was to let the other birds know that this invader had come into her nest. And what happened? Help was on the way. These birds all gathered and were able to take down that big bird. God's that way. When we yell out for help, when we yell out to God for help, he sends his angel to protect us. And here we are here on PGN. Like those birds, you know, we're here to help you, to pray for your needs. Whatever you may be going through, we're here to pray, to knock that bird Satan down. Okay? And so we got to remember we're in warfare, and the warfare is on, and he wants to take our joy. There's midnight hours, like that little black cat. He's black. It's a midnight hour for some. But guess what? Don't let the enemy take your joy away, because if he can take your joy away, he can take so much more. Well, I was listening in this week. I had sent a video to someone that's sick. And in this video, to encourage them, because they were going through the same thing that the video was talking about, it was about this one doctor, Reuben Jordan. Or is it backwards, Jordan Reuben? Well, this young man had a colitis and Crohn's, and he was very sick to the point where he almost was going to die. And because he found Jesus and he found people that were able to help him to not only find remedies on what to eat for that condition, he found the Lord, and his life was never the same. And so he gives his testimony, but the thing is that there was a midnight hour for him too. And in that midnight hour, the enemy came back with vengeance and came with cancer. And he ends up having cancer after he gets married and he has a business. A lot of things were weighing on his shoulders. And it really shook him up. He says he was shaken with the news of being told that he had cancer. He had written a book about cancer the year before. Never thought that this was going to come to attack him. The enemy doesn't care. He wants to steal. He wants to steal your joy. And he almost did. Well, this young man, this young doctor, said that it was on. The war was on. And he started to see God like he never sought God before. He started prioritizing and putting people out. And nothing that was important, he did not pay attention to it. He had paid attention to his relationship with him and God, and that's it. And he says that in that time that he was seeking God like never before, that something happened to him. He changed. There was something about joy that was bubbling up inside of him. He was better. He said that he never felt that joy, that he didn't even care at a certain point if he was going to die, because he knew that he had God. He had such love for God, and his relationship with God was so close that he was happy. He was happy like never before. Well, he started quoting scriptures. He started standing on the word and declaring that he would not die but live, and on and on, and using oils and declaring, you know, by his stripes I'm healed, and many more things he did, believing and standing that God was with him, that good things were going to come his way. Well, this doctor was healed. And not only was he healed, he says that the best part of it was that he was able to bring others with him. Other people that had cancer were able to get free of cancer with all the things that he learned. And so the blessings were even doubled. So when the enemy comes, don't let the enemy take your joy. Get close to God. Seek his righteousness. Seek him. And I noticed that I was putting out food for this cat, this little white cat, Judah. And every time I would put it down, I noticed that the black cat would come and eat the food. And so I realized that putting it up higher allowed Judah to have food. And I'm like, that's just like us. You know, when we come up higher, we're able to get the food that God has for us. But when we're down low, it's easy for the enemy to come in and take that food. The food, yeah. The scripture that says, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You know, well, God does. In the presence of your enemy, no matter what you're going through, what your enemy is, God prepares a table. He has food for you, but you have to come to him. And so I realized that symbolism of the cats was the same thing as how people are. They need to come up higher. Our war isn't against flesh and blood. Our war is with the enemy of our soul. Many people think that, oh, yeah, I'm in warfare and they're fighting people. No, we don't fight people. They may be used by the enemy, but we don't fight them. In order to win, we have to have ears to hear. We have to have ears to hear what God's saying for you, the instructions that he's giving you. And when you hear instructions to where you have to go, what you have to do, be quick about it to obey it. No more fighting with the flesh. No more fighting with other things that have nothing to do with what God is trying to show you. No more of the things of the world. but hearing and seeing what God says from heaven. You need to come up higher to where God is, up in heaven. You come up higher with the wings of worship, with praise. Come up in worship to be able to come up higher and to see what God has for you. See the things in the ways that are really true, the truth about the matter. You have to come up higher so you can see the perspective from above, so you can see, hear, and know what God wants. Stop fighting the warfare wrong. Don't let the enemy steal your joy. God gives us wings to go higher, wings to come up higher away from where the enemy had us believing a lie, that no, that we're not going to get healed, that no, that things are not going to get better. That's the lie of the enemy. And let's start seeing what God truly wants us to see and believe. See the truth, your perspective. No, you need to say, God, take me up higher and higher to escape the plans of the enemy like a bird that would escape from the snares of the enemy. Lord, show us what you already did to set us free. Many people don't realize they've already been set free, but they're still stuck in the cage like little birds stuck in the cage because they've been there for so long. Free us, Lord. Set us free. Free tonight. Show those that don't realize that they're free. Show them their freedom. You paid the price already, Lord. There's joy unending, without limits. God will keep giving you joy, the joy you need. And you need to come. You need to come. You need to come up higher. And so tonight, I hope you understand that when you're going through, that's not a moment to get sad, or that's a moment to draw closer to God. You may be going through a valley, but look what God says. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemy. The table is full of joy, all kinds of good heavenly food for you. God is waiting for you to come up higher, higher, higher and higher for that heavenly food. And then your enemies will see. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. So your enemies are right there. They will say, where did they get that? What are they full of? Why are they full of joy? We were sitting before them. And then they say, what? Why are they so full of joy? Because God is showing them that no matter what they go through, they have the joy of the Lord. That is the one that gives them the strength. Come up. I say to those that are weary, come up. Come up to those that don't have joy. Come up to those that are sick. Come up to those that are needy. Come up. Flap your wings. Flap your wings and come up higher in the presence of God. I got a quiz for you. How to be satisfied in Christ? And this is a question I'm going to ask you. Do you use food to comfort yourself? Do you use food as a reward? Do you use food when you're frustrated? Do you use food when you want to comfort yourself? If you said yes to any of these, then you have a food addiction. And if you need food for a pastime, sometimes people will sit down and watch a football game and they'll eat, but they're not really hungry. And some people just eat food to do something. They're bored. This is sin. Sometimes we don't realize that it is. We need to face it, confess it, and ask God to help us. believe it or not, this is attached to happiness, attached to satisfaction. And this happens when we're not seeking God. These things, we're going to these things, these worldly things, instead of going to God, seeking his righteousness. When you spend time with God, sometimes you don't even feel like eating. And I think I'm guilty of this one. It's been, you know, there's been a lot of stress in my life, and I can see myself. Women usually have this problem when you're going through difficult times. Either you don't want to eat or you overeat. We can't use food for the wrong reasons. Our food should be for our nourishment, to satisfy our bodies, not to make us healthy so that we can continue doing what we need to do. We shouldn't be placing food or anything or anyone before God. Addictions are idols. Whether they're food, whether they're alcohol, whether they're sex, whether they're gaming, whether they're what you're doing, watching too much TV, watching sports, and not placing God, and then you wonder why you don't have joy. True satisfaction comes by reading the Word of God, meditating on his Word, seeking his righteousness. Psalms 19:103, the more you seek God, the more you crave him. God's Word will satisfy your soul like nothing else, like people can't do, like money can't do, like food can't do. Anything, God satisfies. Every day, people are dissatisfied with themselves, with others, with things, their jobs. Read his word, and you'll see how it satisfies like nothing else can. Have you eaten a good meal and were satisfied and then craved it later on when you were hungry again? That seems like something good to eat. Well, that's how the Word of God is. The more you seek him, the more you're going to crave him. Without God's Word in our life, you'll be hungry. You'll be hungry spiritually. And you'll be craving. Either you're seeking the things of the world or you're seeking God. How do you know you're hungry spiritually? Ask yourself, do you feel like you don't have worth? Do you feel that you aren't okay, that you're not doing things right, like you can do better? Well, if you do, then you're hungry. If you please God, if you're pleased with Christ and his righteousness, then you have true satisfaction and you have his righteousness. And his righteousness is being in right standing with God. And you know what? In order to need God, you have to have some kind of dissatisfaction with yourself in order to have more of God. Because if you're satisfied, you won't have a need for him. So there's times that we do need to be satisfied with God, but then there's times where we need to be dissatisfied with ourselves. Let me prove it to you. The Word of God says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn over sin. Blessed are those that are meek. They're thirsty. They're hungry for something. They're needing something. They're not satisfied with themselves, but wanting more of God in their life, more of his righteousness. You find your worth in Christ, not in the things you do. Many Christians think that because they work in the church and do, it's not based on works. And that's why many are dissatisfied and they're empty. They're needing something to fill them up. Remember Mick Jagger, the song, I Can Get No Satisfaction? Well, He says, and I try, and I try, and I try, and I can't get no satisfaction. Why? Because he sought the world. He did everything he wanted to do. And did it give him any satisfaction? He even sang about it. We can't get any satisfaction. We can't get satisfied by going to others for everything. Sometimes we go to our brothers and sisters, but sometimes we need God. We need God on a daily basis. Yes, we do come. There's this moment where we do need help, like the bird that screamed out and the others came to help. But our food needs to come from God directly. We can't expect other people to feed us. We can't be the virgin without the oil, expecting the other virgins always to give us. We need to get our own oil. We need to learn how to do this soon, because the midnight are coming. The midnight hour is coming. And if we don't know how to seek this, then it will be a bit too late, and you're going to be more than dissatisfied. You're going to be one sorry person. Let's seek what God wants. Let's not make the mistake of seeking other things. Immerse yourself in him, and he'll provide you with love, with joy and peace. Seeking people, things, money, fame, food, even whatever it is, won't satisfy you. Not seeking God's spiritual food from heaven, that will. And so I leave you tonight with that. I hope you think about this during the week. Why am I not, at any moment, why am I not feeling satisfied? What's wrong with me? And it's God's way of pulling you. And instead of pulling you, some people just get pulled by the things of the world, and they don't realize that it just makes them worse. It's a temporary fix. And we already bought. Jesus already died on the cross for this. Why are you going to go to the world and then experience something later on that you realize it's not going to work? It's a satisfaction. You're satisfied when you're in his presence. You're satisfied when you read his word. Come on, no matter what you're going through, like that doctor that was sick with cancer, that he found so much joy in seeking God, like he never had before. And he shared that along with others and helped them to get out of their cancer stages. So I'm going to take some call tonight, and I hope you're ready. All right, let's see. Our first caller is 334-403, your name and where you're from.
Hey, it's Carmen. How are you?
Hi, how are you? God bless you.
Yeah, this is Sonia from Alabama.
Yes, how are you?
All right. Got a little head cold.
You do?
Other
than
that, I'm okay.
Okay, we'll pray for you tonight. Give me a minute, and I won't turn you off. Just give me a minute. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Sonia tonight, Lord. We just praise you. We give you glory, Father God, for our sister, Father God. We just ask you, Father God, right now, that you touch her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Lord, open up those sinuses. Touch her head, Father God. That whatever the enemy is trying to put on her, Lord, we just ask you to let the anointing break that right now. In the name of Jesus, we cancel whatever works of the enemy is trying against her. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing touch her right now. Lord, I thank you for the healing touch. Thank you for touching her head, her body, her vocal cords. And Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for using her, and continue to use her mightily, Father. Father God, Lord, You know, Sonia, I sense that at times you may feel like you're not really doing much for the kingdom of God, but you are. I sense that there's others around you that are looking at you and they're being encouraged by your walk, The things that you have gone through are an inspiration to them. And so keep on moving, keep on serving the Lord, keep on spending time with him. You are an inspiration. God is using you, even though you may think at times that nothing's happening, but it is.
Okay.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. You want me to pray now?
Yeah, you can pray. You can pray.
Lord, I thank you right now. I thank you for Prophet Miss Carmen. I thank you for an overdue immortal coming in. I thank you right now for peace in her soul. Lord, I thank you for the covering of your blood and hiding behind the cross, Lord. Lord, this is your vessel. I ask you to continue using her. And Lord, open up the windows of heaven for her. And we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God, we lift her up, Lord. Let the angels come and give her visitation. Let the people on this prayer line be lifted up. And Lord, we pray for Prophet Randy, Prophet Miss LaShawn, and Prophet Miss Carmen. And if anybody else is on this team, Lord, just bless them all. Let the windows of heaven be opened. Let the blessings come in through the door, Lord. We thank you right now for all the prayers that you hear. We ask you, Lord, to deliver them out in the hand of the trick of the enemy. If the enemy sneaks in on the prayer line, we bind his will right now. And Lord, those that come against any of these prophets and prophetess of yours, you let them get a spiritual whooping. And we thank you right now for the blessings are going to overtake her. Her blessings will come in. Lord, we ask you to speak to her money and tell her money, command her money to come in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Sonia. God bless you. We always God appreciate your prayers. We always appreciate your prayers.
Well, all right. You're welcome. God bless you. Thank you for yours.
Yes, yes, and be healed in Jesus' name. You have a great week, okay?
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Love you to the bone.
Oops, wait a minute. This thing is, sorry. What was that, Sister Sonia?
I said, I love you to the bones.
We love you too. God bless. All right. Our next caller, 828-442. Your name and where you're from.
Hey, Carmen. It's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Sister Jennifer, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see you fumbling through paperwork. I see paperwork in your hands, and almost like a frustration, but I see that as you cry out to the Lord, that the Lord was right there by your side waiting for you to cry out to him, and he's going to show you how to handle that paperwork. I see you handling that paperwork. I see you handling that paperwork with ease afterwards. God is with you in all you do. So it's something about paperwork and some paperwork that you have in your hands. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're showing Jennifer and helping her, Lord. Lord, help her, continue to help her in whatever it is that she's doing, Lord, that she gets the wisdom from above. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All right. Jennifer.
Hey,
amen.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Good.
Good. What's up?
New freedom. I just feel God just bringing just more freedom in my life and healing, wholeness. So praise God.
Say that again. I'm sorry. I can't make out what you're saying.
Just healing and wholeness. The Lord's just continuing to bring into my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it comes in waves. Sometimes we're like an onion that he, you know, peels things back and sets us free from. Well, it's good to hear that you're being healed and that God is helping you.
Yes.
What would you like prayer about? Anything you'd like to say tonight?
Just prayer for Greg and I. Just let the Lord just continue building our relationship on his foundation and just have his way and his will.
Yes. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for our sister and our brother, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because as we put you first, everything else falls into place. Lord, I just thank you, Father God, that you're touching her to seek your face. And as you bring healing and prepare her, Father God, for the relationship with Greg, Lord, that that you also prepare him, that you also heal the hurts of the past and bring them together, Father God, that we're not perfect, Lord, but we ask you in the name of Jesus to just touch the relationship and focus on you. As we focus on you, we have hope, we have satisfaction, we have peace, and that we bring it into our relationship. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in both their lives. Continue to work in their hearts, Father God, preparing them, Father God, for that one day that they choose to come together as one. We just ask you, Father God, that they understand that they are not perfect and other people are not perfect, and that we give grace when we need to give grace. And we seek your face at all times for direction and wisdom. And when we do, we have victory. So we thank you, Lord, for their lives. We thank you, Lord, for their future. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for the love. I pray, Father God, that it will be a love that never gives up. Too many people, Father God, are giving up on relationships. And we ask you, Father God, to help them to understand that relationships aren't always perfect, but it's in the willingness and in the love that we give each other that makes a relationship work. Bless them, Father God. Guide them. Give them wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome.
Thank you, God. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Anything else you want to say?
I just feel like the testimony is coming very soon, actually, multiple.
Very fast.
But, yeah, just going to let him do his thing and stay out of his way and be obedient.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel like just feel really close to doors being opened and just next season. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Keep praying and praying in tongues. Sometimes, you know, the enemy wants to hear us praying, but when we pray in tongues, the enemy can't hear, understand what we're praying.
True.
And that confuses the enemy. So pray in tongues.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
All right, girl.
Thank you.
Anything else? You're welcome.
No, not tonight. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. All right. Before I take the next caller, I just want to say too many relationships give up on each other, especially long-standing relationships. There's something going on. The enemy is attacking relationships, and our fight is not against flesh and blood. And so we have to understand that our fight is against the enemy. We have to seek in prayer. Even when things are good, we need to continue praying, because we never know what setup the enemy has. And not that we live in fear, but we live in wisdom, God's wisdom. And as you stay close to him and seek him first, then everything else falls into place. Next caller, 303-517, your name and where you're from. 303-517, your name and where you're from.
This is Mike and Veronica.
Mike and Veronica, okay. Hey. Okay.
Hey, how are you?
God bless you. Let me put you on mute, and then I'll pray for you, and I'll come back. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Mike and Veronica, Father God. Lord, I just ask you, Father God, for their relationship, that you protect them, that you keep them, that you cover them in your love, Father God, that whatever the enemy tries to throw out, as the enemy is trying on so many relationships, that you protect them from this, Lord. That there'll be understanding and love, and that when things are not going right, that they look up instead of at each other, Lord. The enemy is so slick. But I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you touch their lives, their families, their children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I see, Father God, thank you, Jesus. I see things that weren't working before, that were just crazy, are going to start operating on your behalf. The things that were shutting, like doors that were shutting on you, I see them opening up, that things are going to line up now, that things are lining up in the name of Jesus. Man, you got to continue seeking his face and staying in his joy. Staying in him, because he's going to be giving you some instruction. I see those open doors. The doors that weren't opening before, they're going to be opening, but stay close to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this couple. Father God, touch them and let them be an example to many people, Father God, as people that seek you and that are blessed by you. Yes, I see blessings in Jesus' name. I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, you've been attacked so many times because you've been doing something right. You've been seeking God. And sometimes the attack seems like so weird. And the enemy's almost gotten you to attack each other, to get in the flesh and to attack each other, but you snapped out of it and you realized who the true enemy was. And because of these things that you have learned, you're going to be teaching other people if you're not already teaching them. So I ask you once again, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to heal and bring blessings over their marriage in a special way. Use them mightily in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Mike and Veronica, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Blessed. Tell me how you're doing.
I don't know. I went to the hospital because I thought I had COVID. And I usually don't go.
Yeah, COVID
but
is still
hurting a little bit.
You're hurting?
It's a little bit of chest pain. But it's not COVID, so it's just something from pulling. We do contracting, so that's probably what it is. But other than that, yeah, it's been a season where there's a lot of blessings, a lot of new contracts opening up, and
wow.
You know, it's nice being back on the text list and hearing you tonight. We've been off it for almost 3 months, but when that Daniel ended up upside over, I texted and said, hey, we're not on text list either. So he texted back, and we get to hear your beautiful voice, and love the Lord. We're looking at a Methodist church right now and inspiring me again for the Love Festival. So we'll see what God wants to do in the season. We're looking at people and to it.
Yes. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to hear that you're having blessings. And I pray that the Lord will open doors for you also in the ministry, that God will use you mightily. I know that your warriors in you don't give up. And thank you, Lord, for
them.
I don't
give up.
Father God. I thank you, Father God, that no matter what comes, they stay strong in you. And they know that they don't have the strength, but that you do. Lord, continue blessing them, touching their families, Father God. Continue and protect him, Father God. Protect Mike. I pray, Father God, that you touch him. Father God, that you touch his immune system, that whatever bug is trying to get to him, Lord, that the bug will die in Jesus' name. And
hallelujah.
We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because by your stripes, he's healed. And we thank you, Father
Amen.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know he needs his health to work. Don't let nothing come to bring their family down, Father God. No sicknesses in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for the blessing. Thank you
for blessing us.
Thank
you for everything, Lord. Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, thank you, Lord. That was a blessing to hear that you guys are doing well and that doors are opening well.
When you were praying right there, it almost felt like it was God is restarting things again, not only for us, but for PGN as well. Even hearing your voice, last shall be first. Start seeing that. I start seeing that there's a season, there's a new wind coming. But God is beginning to finish what he started. And I thank you for that. We're about to enter into a glorious season where a lot of things we thought we'd had to come back to life.
I can really
feel that with you right now. And I thought that when you were praying, I'm like, this was for all PGN. Even where it looked like PGN wasn't growing, we're stagnant.
Yeah.
But talking about don't despise the small beginnings. I believe that there is, this is where the harvest is coming. Father, I thank you for that, for each and every one of us as well.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we receive that for all PGN, for Prophet Randy, Lord. Just bless him, Father God, with that word in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mike. You're a blessing.
Yep, we love our
Veronica,
beautiful family.
You have any?
We love you guys very, very much.
Yes, we love you too. Veronica, you want to say something?
I'm just marvelous at that person's.
Well, do you have anything you want to say tonight? I'm sorry, I can't make out what you're saying.
I'm just marvelous at God's presence right now.
For 3 days, she's been singing that song. Get the song her.
I've been singing it for 3 days. I love your presence.
So, Carmen, if you could pray for his presence to come over to house. So I could have some rest from her singing that all day, I would really appreciate it.
I love you. I love you, Jesus. I love
praise
you.
So
3 days, night, day and night.
Day and night.
I love your presence.
So
right now that I feel it, I just get quiet and I just
amazing.
I get quiet and I just enjoy it. He's so good.
Praise the
Lord.
Like that's what he
wants.
Say that again,
Carmen,
Mike.
I feel like a guy in a wheelchair. I'm sitting here. I'm eating shrimp and kale. I feel better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm up and I'm jumping around right now.
Thank you,
gosh. I think you have a testimony.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you have a camera on me, you see me jumping around and waving my hands. I'm like, oh, I think I'm healed.
Well, that's what I was
body.
Praying throughout the day. I was praying for healing for those that needed healing tonight. That was my prayer for throughout the day. So you're receiving the.
I have medical papers. I go back tomorrow. I feel great right now. I'm serious. I'm going to go for a 2-mile run.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I feel great.
Thank you, Lord. See, it's good to be obedient when God tells you to do something and, you know, others get blessed by it. That's for his glory. And that's what we have to do. When God tells us to do something, that's how we love him. That's how we bless him, listening to what he says to do, putting it into action. And then he gets the glory. The glory is his. Look what he's done for you tonight.
And I wasn't even asking for healing. I went to the doctors. I was complacent. I was like, oh, this is like a week to get recovered. Then you go ahead and just pray for me. And I'm like, okay, I guess if you want to pray for it, go for it. And now I'm like, oh, I should have went to you first.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I wasn't even asking
so
for
you know. I'm sorry?
Well, thank you. So
You're welcome. I felt the Lord wanted me to pray for healing tonight. I've been dealing with a lot of people that have been sick and things like that, and that's been on my heart for the healing. I don't understand it, but I mean, I even work with a retired doctor. He's kind of sick, and so I've been praying for them. God has me on that healing journey right now. So, receive it in Jesus' name.
They need a healing ministry. They need a healing team. And, Father, we come as a threefold cord. I know we operate in healing a little bit. But, Father, I am asking you right now, for anything that comes from God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, any kind of impartations, Lord, raise Herman up as a healing evangelist, prophetess, for that healing anointing. And, Lord, we just pray for those portals, those dimensions to be open, those gifts to be activated in her. And she already has that in her. Release that, Lord. Release that anointing for PGN. PGN can do its part. Even as Randy said, everyone does their part. Randy prophesied, we need the healing too, Lord. So make PGN bold. Bring the healing, bring the miracles, bring the sign. And let everyone begin to do their part.
Thank you, Father.
That we may be a full body, a full family.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I need to know. And I ask for PGN a healing ministry to raise up out of PGN.
Thank you,
in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, touch Veronica and Mike, Father God, and pour on their hands that healing touch for others, Father God. Not only healing in the body, but in their emotions. Those that they deal with in their emotions, that you would use them to bring a healing touch in their emotions.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, it's been good to hear you guys. It's been a while.
I feel great. I honestly just came in agreement with the sickness. No, I'm seriously, I'm getting my running shoes on right now. I'm going to go run a mile. For 3 days, I've been sick.
Amen.
I feel great.
I know, the Lord has been using me for healing. This gentleman that I'm taking care of, he's a doctor, and he had a toe. Because he has diabetes, he had a toe that was turning black, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like really dark pink. And then I started praying for him and his toe. Yes, of course, they're giving him antibiotics and stuff like that. But when I started praying for him, I noticed that his toe was changing, and now it's getting better. It's getting better. So I need to continue praying for their health. Go ahead.
You got the anointing, girl. Just. No, that Holy Spirit, it's a gift inside you. Lay your hands on it.
It has to do with healing. Oh, emotional healings also, for some reason. The Lord uses me in that. Yeah.
That is your anointing.
Yeah, you guys
did too.
Yeah. I was thinking about you guys the other day.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'm healed. I usually pray for you.
Amen. Yeah.
You got me
That's
healed
the best
tonight,
healing
so
from
you.
Dr. Jesus.
All right, I'll take a picture of me running. After I'm done running, I'll put it on there as a testimony.
Yeah, send it to Father Randy. He'll be glad to hear it.
Well, I'm going to put it for everyone to see. I'll put my little doctor and take it there tonight, and then I'll come back after sweating after I'm done running tonight. I'll put them both together for you guys.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you.
Veronica, you got anything else to say before we go?
No, ma'am.
Oh, real quick.
Yeah,
Soldier, our dog, has a tumor on his undercarriage, and he has to go get surgery on Tuesday. So we're worried about him. Can you pray for him real quick?
Yes, I love animals. Father God, we just lift up Soldier, Father God, to you, Lord. You care about animals too, Father God. You know we love animals, Father. We ask you, Father God, that growth that he has on his chest, Lord, we pray that it dries up and heals, that it heals and dries up in Jesus' name. We ask you, Father God, that as they take the dog to the doctors, to the vets, Father God, that they find nothing wrong with it, that if they have to extract it in some way, that it will be all good in Jesus' name. Touch Sergeant, Lord. Bless that dog, Father God.
Thank you.
You know that dog means a lot to Mike and Veronica. We just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Sergeant, for the healing touch from that dog's head to his tail. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, amen.
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 Amen. Let us know. Let us know.
I'll put that testimony on there, too.
You'll
get two testimonies.
Thank you so much.
That one will come with
You're
no
welcome.
Pictures.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you. We love you guys.
Thank
you.
We love you, too. Bye-bye. All right. 315-884, your name and where you're from.
Hi, I'm Kiara from New York.
Tiara?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll put you on mute, and then I'll come back to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Tiara, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for that diamond in the rough, in the name of Jesus, that you're shaping her. You're shaping her for a purpose, Lord. You have a purpose and a plan for her life. We thank you, Lord. And she does shine already for you. And she doesn't realize the things that are within her. And so we thank you. I just sense that Sometimes you see this rough patch that you're going through and you don't understand it, and it's almost like you want to give up. And you see the things going on around you, but God says, don't give up. I'm with you. I haven't left you. I'm with you. And just because you don't see the things that I'm going to do in your life doesn't mean that I have left you. I'm working inside of you. I'm working in you. And the day will come when I will unveil that diamond in the rough. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for Tiara, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in her heart, in her mind, in her soul. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, that right now she's being hidden, but there's going to be a day that you're going to unveil what you have done in her as a beautiful artwork. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Bless her, good Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Tiara, how are you?
Hi. I'm okay.
What's up?
I've had better days, but I'm just sticking close to God and trusting that, you know, I don't know.
Don't give up, because God is doing something. God is doing something inside of you. You don't realize it. Just stick with it. Sometimes we go through those valleys, and we don't know.
Yeah.
And we feel like everything is dead around us, and nothing's working. But he is working. Even if you don't realize it, he is working. The trick is you need to spend more time with him. And as you do, you're going to start seeing, he'll give you glimpses of what he's doing. He'll give you joy. He'll give you peace. He'll give you everything that you need. And all that blahness, that's a good thing too, that you realize that you're thirsting and hungry for more of him. Because if we felt okay, we would never seek him. And so you're going to be seeking him more, and you're going to notice the difference. And the more you seek him, the more you're going to crave him. The more you're going to, you know how when we go on a diet, we don't like the food that we eat. We're like, ugh, I don't like this. But over time, you're eating it, and then you end up craving those good foods for you. But you just have to train your taste buds. And
right.
God's wanting to give you some heavenly food to touch your taste buds so that you can see what you've been missing, the good stuff, the stuff that's going to make you spiritually healthy. And so don't give up. You know, he's drawing you. He's calling you. And he's working inside of you. Give him something to work with. Spend time with him. Meditate on his word. You're going to see a difference in you. I've talked about this before. Where I have not wanted to go to church years ago, right? I didn't want to go to church. And I was almost like, I don't want to even get up. But I got up and I got my family ready and we all went. And after we went to the service, we were like, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus, that we made it here. Because if not, we would have been missing that blessing. And we realized we could feel the presence of God on us really strong. And so, but you have to do your part in seeking him, okay? He's working in you, Tiara. I know. You're a diamond in the rough, and sometimes we don't see it. We don't see it. You know, you'll probably look at the piece of the diamond before it is shaped, and you're all like, what? That's going to be beautiful? Yes, you are beautiful to him. He already sees you as done. He already sees you as done. You're already beautiful in his eyes. He tells you what the end product is going to be. And then he backtracks and takes you where he begins. And so he's doing a work inside of you. You may not feel it. You may not feel like, you feel like, what's going on? But keep on. Seek him more. Take his word. Meditate on who you are in Christ. Meditate on his word and let him lead you. And you're going to feel good. You're going to go, yummy. Yummy, yummy. Yummy for my spiritual tummy. And then have you ever seen where the apostles, they come and bring Jesus some food? And he says, no, nothing. He didn't want any food. And they go, well, did anybody feed him? And it was because he spent time with his Father, his Heavenly Father, getting spiritual food. You know, he was seeking God. That was the food that he needed so much that he didn't need real food. And sometimes you feel that way, that you just want to be in his presence so much that food doesn't matter to you. You get to that point. And so I remember some days like that, I was like that, and I was like, I don't want to eat. And the hours would go like water, and I'm like, where did these hours go? You know, just spending time with him. And you think that, you know, oh, no, if you start seeking God, no, it's going to be, no, it's not boring. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. You're going to see. And then he's going to start speaking to you. And then you're like, oh, I don't want to leave, but I got stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. Watch. Listen to what I'm telling you. Start doing it, and you're going to come back giving me a testimony. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I know. God is already doing some work in you.
Yeah, and
He's doing the work in you.
Yeah.
He is. But as you seek him more, there's going to be joy. Did you hear the testimony that I was giving about that doctor?
Yes.
There was a doctor that had Crohn's and colitis. And he was young, and he was almost going to die, but he found help, and he became a believer. And he was healed, and that was his testimony. But years later, he got attacked with cancer, and he was shocked. His world was shaken. And in the midst of him seeking God, he realized that he began to have a joy in him that he never had before. It was a really strong joy. He was so happy. Even he felt like even if he died, he was still happy. He was, because he knew he was going with Jesus. He was so close to the Lord that it changed him. There was joy, a joy about it that he never experienced. And so time went by, and he was healed. He followed the instructions that he knew as a doctor, of things that he needed to eat and declaring the word of the Lord and speaking the word of God and meditating on the word of God and anointing himself and many other things he did, and he got healed. Come now, about 12 to 14 years later, he's still healed. Still healed. And the best part, he says, is that in that process where he got close with God, he brought other people that were going through cancer out of that cancer, and they were healed too. So what the enemy meant for evil, God turned it around for his good and for others. So don't focus on God. Don't focus on what you're seeing. Come up higher. Spend time with the presence of the Lord, with God. Come up higher, and you're going to see the things that you thought were here to destroy you are really not. God's going to take those things, turn it around, and he's going to use that to lift you up higher and higher. And you're going to see, he's going to turn what the enemy meant for evil, he's going to turn it around for your good. Amen? But spend time with him. Make an effort. It's hard at the beginning because the flesh doesn't like it. But he's working in you. Just the fact that you're calling in, I know he's working in you. He's working in you. Amen.
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 God bless you.
Is there anything else you want to say or ask for prayer for?
Prayer for my children, specifically my son.
Okay. And what age are they?
My daughter is 14. My son just turned 10.
Aww. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for Tiara's children, Father God. Her children are precious to her, and they're precious to you, God. Lord, you know they're going through difficult ages, the preteens and the teenage years, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, that you just touch their hearts, Father God. Give them a craving for you, a thirst and a hunger after righteousness. Touch them, Father God, and heal whatever needs healing in their emotions and in their body, Father God. Bring the healing touch that they need from their Heavenly Father. Help her as a mother, Father God, to have the words to encourage them, not to speak what she sees, but to speak what you see, Father. And we thank you, Father God, for touching her life and bringing her up, because as she goes up, her children go up also. Thank you, Lord, for the relationships around her. Bless her, Father God. Bless them, bless them, bless them. Touch and protect her children too, Lord, from any evil work of the enemy, placing people, children, Lord, that ungodly friendships, Father God, we ask you to move them away. Move them away in Jesus' name. Help them in their schoolwork. Give them favor with their teachers. Help them, Father God, that they have such favor with their teachers that they will get the education that they need. Help them to concentrate in class. Help them to stay focused, to learn what they need to learn. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You're getting it all on the head.
All right. Well, God bless you, my dear. I hope you have a good week, okay?
Thank you, God. I hope the same for you as well. God bless you. Good night.
All right. Good night. 919-995, your name and where you're from.
Cheryl of North Carolina.
Cheryl, okay. Give me 1 minute here. Cheryl. All right, thank you, Lord, for Cheryl, Father God. Thank you for Cheryl from North Carolina, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for Cheryl, Lord. Thank you, Father God, because you're touching her brain. You're touching her heart. You're touching her emotions. Thank you, Lord, for that healing touch in Cheryl, Lord, for the healing touch. Lord, we just ask you to blow on her heart and bring life into that heart. That Father God, that she knows that you love her. We ask you to breathe into her, Father God. Breathe into her, Father God. The breath of life. I see, Cheryl, I don't know what it is, but there's something about your heart, and it's not your physical heart, but your spiritual heart. I it's almost like I'm feeling like a hurt, like a pain, like a hurt, like something is hurting you. And God says that he is for you. He is with you. I see him blowing on your heart, a healing touch. The wind of the Holy Spirit is touching your heart right now, your emotions, your thinking. Touch her, Lord. Touch her, Lord, right now. Touch her in Jesus' name. Doesn't matter what other people think or what they say. What matters is what God says. Don't let the offenses of others get to you. Don't let it get into your heart. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Yirabo shotorobo koriri antara wakarabe shindala makai. guard your heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I had it wrong. Sorry. All right, Cheryl. Cheryl, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. How are you, dear?
I'm doing good.
That's good. What would you like to say tonight, or would you like prayer for anything?
Oh, yes. I would like prayer regarding, okay, I'm trying to find a home, and I'm just trying to find it in the, well, just the right place. I'm just needing to find the right place. And
are
it's kind of hard right
now. Are you wanting to
rent
or to buy?
Either or.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Cheryl to you. Father, she's looking for a home, whether it is to be a permanent place or a place to rent. We ask you, Father God, that you would help her to find the perfect home. The perfect home. We ask you, Father God, that be a home where it's safe for her and for her family, a place where she can feel at rest, where she can let her hair down. And so we thank you, Lord, that we pray that as she searches for that home, Father God, that you lead her steps as to where she needs to go. We pray, Father God, that you connect her with the right people, that either she has a call or somebody sees something, Father God, that they will call her and let her know. And that when she sees that home, she'll know that she knows that she knows that this is the home that she was praying for. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Let it be spacious. Let it be close to her job. Let it be close for her family, wherever they need to go. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that home, that blessed home, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Let her find it and let her find it soon. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Cheryl.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm okay.
Okay. All right, girl. Well, you have a good week, my dear.
Okay. Thank you so much, and you do the same.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. 225-270, your name and where you're from. 225-220. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Who's this?
Jacqueline.
Oh, Jacqueline. Right. Jacqueline from the... All right. I'm going to put you on mute, and I'll pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for Jacqueline from Louisiana, Father God, for our sister, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in her life. I don't know what it is, but I'm seeing you, like, planting flowers, and that's bringing you joy. That's bringing you joy, and that's all right. Because sometimes God will allow us to have joy, even in the simplest things in life. And even in the simplest things in life. And so you're finding joy in the simplest things in life. So we thank you, Lord, for Jacqueline from Louisiana, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for her finding that joy, that joy, that joy as she spends time with you. She learns to be joyful, even in the little things, even in the little things, whether she has much or whether she has little, she has joy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for her life. Bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Give me 1 second here. Thank you, Lord. Jacqueline, how are you?
All right.
How's everything? Doing good?
I'm doing okay. Doing good.
Anything new?
I'm doing okay.
Praise the Lord. Are you still walking?
Yes, yeah, still walking.
Good. I'm glad. That's very good. Is there anything you want us to pray about?
No,
yeah,
I don't have anything to pray about tonight.
Okay.
I don't have anything to pray about tonight.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a wonderful week, okay?
You too.
Thank you so much.
God bless you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 251-229, your name and where you're from?
Yes, this is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Sarah from Alabama. Okay, give me a minute. It's always good to hear your voice, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah from Alabama, Lord. We just thank you, Father God, for our sister. Thank you, Lord, because she realizes many things, and she knows when things need to change. She's not afraid. She changes. She is obedient. She is humble before you because she wants more of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that meekness that comes out of Sarah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because she's meek before you. She's humbled before you, seeking after your face. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, Sarah. I'm seeing I'm seeing you, like, on your knees before the Lord, seeking his face. You know that he's done it before and he'll do it again. But this time, there is a difference in you. This time, it's a willingness, and that's what's making it so pleasing in the eyes of the Lord. Before, you would give yourself to the Lord, but there's something special about now. I guess you've grown wiser and smarter, knowing that God's ways are the best ways. And before you would hear about the Lord, but you know, because you've lived it. It's not something that your mama taught you. It's something that you learned on your own. And it seems like there's a freshness about it, about your walk with the Lord. You just feel stagnant, but you know that too will pass away. You feel that stagnant, but you know that this too will pass away. And that's what's pleasing unto God. That is a pleasing aroma unto God. That's true faith. That's true faith. Not knowing what the future brings, but trusting in the Lord. That is faith. And that is a pleasing aroma unto him, because that's exactly what he wants. It is those that don't see anything and yet believe, that are truly walking in that faith. And so that's what I'm sensing, that the Lord is picking up from you, and he is pleased. That no matter how bad things look at times, our trust is in the Lord. Our trust is in the Lord. And know this, that it won't be like that forever. Things will change. I felt that. Things will change. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Lord, for what you're breaking off of her right now. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's almost like if there was this heavy thing, like a shell, you know, like a shell that was keeping you. I see, like, if it was a shell that was keeping you, like, held in, but I see those things are breaking off of you like a shell. I don't know what it is, but it's almost something that was holding you back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So I see you being set free. You're being set free in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And it's due to your obedience. In Jesus' name we pray. Sarah, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Sister Carmen, how are you?
Good, good. I'm blessed. What would you like us to pray for you tonight about?
Well, I was... the Lord uses mouthpiece all the way because he wants us to trust solely upon him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way he wants us to do. Just trust solely upon him and not worry about tomorrow because he's got it. And
mm-hmm.
so I've grown to learn that. Rather than say, oh, my goodness, what's going to come and I can't sit down. And, you know, so tonight when you've spoken about that and the Lord gave you that to reveal to me, that is definitely what I have been going through. But another thing is I plan on, and I'm just, if the Lord says the same, to go back to work on Tuesday with the 6 to 9 months. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the 6 to 9 months infants.
Oh, okay.
And, they're so precious. And it's like a ministry. Because a lot of people, you know, my aunt was like, go to the place where you can make good money. Well, for some odd reason, and I know I love them, and it's just an attachment.
You know what? You can't always listen to what other people tell you. You know what? My aunt did the same thing, too. So I know that they mean well. They try to tell you because they want you to be okay. And they don't want to worry about you because you're lacking. And so they mean well, but you have to listen to what God says because sometimes when he leads us to where he wants us, there is a bigger blessing. There's a bigger blessing or there's an assignment. And so your heart is with the children. And so there's something about that. And because of your obedience, I feel like, you know, something's breaking off of you. It's something that was holding you back, something that was not letting you move is breaking off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Something about that.
Hallelujah.
Something about that. And it could
Hallelujah.
Be because you're being obedient to the Lord. You're being obedient
Hallelujah.
To the Lord and doing what he says. I mean, yeah, you can earn more money somewhere else, but is that where the Lord wants you? And we understand our aunts love us.
they want the best for us.
Yeah, but they don't always know what God is trying to do in our lives. So because you trust in the Lord, you're trusting the Lord in this. And because of that obedience, things are breaking off of you. It's almost like, you know, the shell of an egg, when it starts breaking off, it's cracking off,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost letting that baby chick come out of that egg, and it's able to move. That's sort of like what I see with you. That's breaking off of you, and you're going to be able to move. I don't know what the movement is about, but you're going to be able to move.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for Sarah. Lord, as she begins work, Father God, that she won't have any difficulties, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you let those babies be obedient and that she'll be able to take care of them, Father God, and that they all behave so that she can do her job, Father God, with ease. I pray your angels be around her, Father God, helping her, Father God, helping her take care of those babies, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let there be peace in their midst, Father God, that they won't be acting up in any way, that as they're with her, that, Father God, things run smoothly. So we thank you, Father God, for Sarah. We thank you, Father God, for her recovery, for her healing. We thank you, Father God, for her relationship with you as she seeks you more and more each day. I thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord. That is her strength in Jesus' name, that no matter how things look or what she goes through, she always trusts in you, and she is joyful because she knows that you always come through. So we praise you for that, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for moving in her life in a sweet way in Jesus' name. Lord, also for Leah, Father God, we just pray, Father God, that you give her, you bless her at work. Connect her with right friendships, right people, right co-workers, Father God, that they work good together in Jesus' name. Amen. Anything
Amen.
Else you want to pray about, Sarah?
Well, I just want to pray for you, that the Lord continues to use you as a Proverbs 31 woman of God, and the Lord continues to guide your way and with your ministry, and may you have health and strength as you be a light unto the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Appreciate your prayers.
Thank you.
All right, Sarah, anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, I'm getting a shot in my right knee on Monday, so I just the one that didn't get the surgery, I'm gonna get
okay.
a procedure, which is a shot on my right knee. So I'm just praying that all goes well and everything like that, so I can return to work.
Is this the first time you're gonna get this?
No, it's the second time, but it's a different kind.
Okay.
It's a 3-part series. So I'm just praying that it goes well. How have I been feeling?
Yeah.
I've been feeling all right. I just wanted to go ahead and get it. It's a 3-part series, so that I work diligently and I work as unto the Lord so that everything goes well and I don't have to worry about the right knee.
Will you be sitting when you go back to work?
Probably. I'm thinking both standing and sitting.
Okay.
Standing and sitting. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's pray. Father, in the name of
okay.
Jesus, Lord, we just ask you that this injection that they're putting and this procedure that they're doing on her knee that got operated on, we ask you, Father God, that it go well. I pray, Father God, that you give her the right nurse or the right doctor, whoever's going to put that injection in, that, Father God, that they put it, know how to put it correctly, and that as that medication that's put inside of her, that, Father God, that it will work, that it will work rapidly, that she will feel healing, strength, because it comes with you, Lord. You're the one, you're her healer, Father God. You're the one that makes things work. You're the one that makes things that the doctors give us work, Father God. So I ask you, Father God, that everything that she's given, Father God, that there be no side effects, that there it be for her healing. And if there's anything that shouldn't be in it, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, that you remove it in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, that as she's working in her workplace, that, Father God, that her standing or her sitting, that, Father God, that nothing will affect her recovery, the recovery of her knee. Lord, take any pain away and let there be rapid healing in the name of Jesus. I pray you touch her right now from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, all the ligaments, the tendons, Father God, everything in the knees, Father God, all the way from down, Father God, that that when she walks, that she will walk perfectly in Jesus' name, that nothing will be lacking in the name of Jesus, that she'll be properly aligned. Touch her spine, touch her hips, touch her legs, Father God, touch the arches of her feet, touch her toes in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the total healing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Oh, do you have good shoes?
Yes, I do. I have Brooks, a pair of tennis shoes, and I have, and I'm, people are telling me those are good shoes.
Oh, so then you're on the right track then.
Yeah, I've been wearing them, so off and on I wear them and Skechers, so, but I know Brooks are pretty good.
Mm-hmm. You know, there used to be a factory in Puerto Rico that used to make them, and I had a cousin that used to work in that factory. It's no longer there anymore. They have a yacht factory, but it used to be a Brooks. It was very. They were very good shoes. Very, very good shoes. Well,
yeah.
You got the right idea. You got the right idea.
Well, I thank you so much, Sister Carmen, for everything that the Lord has assigned you to do in everyone's life.
Well, as the Lord leads, I'm only here as a vessel, as the Lord leads. I do as he says. But that's what I was hearing tonight about healing. So receive your healing, girl.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Receive it, receive it. Yes, yes. You'll be good. You'll be good. Thank you, Lord. All right, girl. Well, you have a wonderful week. Say hello to your daughter for me.
Okay, thank you. And may the Lord keep using you, because I tell you, you are a true vessel of the Lord. And may you continue to walk in his healing and his blessing.
Thank you. Amen. We need it. We need it. All right, girl. God bless.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right. All right. We had other callers, but they dropped the line. So I guess that's the end of our calls tonight. Well, God bless you all. You have a great week. And remember, stay in the joy of the Lord by seeking him daily, seeking him, spending time with him. And you'll see that you'll crave him more and more. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Lord, and we thank you. We ask you to bless Prophet Randy. Keep him safe wherever he's at. Every PGN member, Father God, every PGN host, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to bless them and their families, Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.